It's time for your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced $700 million in new funding to treat drug addiction, mental illness, and homelessness. And he wants to include faith-based organizations in the effort, which previous administrations have discouraged. Kennedy said since 2000, drug-related deaths have claimed more than a million American lives. On any given night, more than 770,000 Americans are experiencing homelessness. These challenges are deeply connected. He went on to say, "We are proud to encourage our faith communities to be part of the Great American Recovery Initiative." How exactly they will play a role remains to be seen, but one thing for sure is that addicts need a cure for more than drug addiction. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. The first named storm of the 2026 hurricane season has made landfall. The remnants of Tropical Storm Arthur brought severe flooding to parts of Louisiana on Thursday, now having moved across Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, dropping massive amounts of rain. Many Midwest and Great Plains states are in the final weeks of what's considered tornado season, when there is the highest probability for tornadoes. And so far, the season has been well below average. In the month of May, there was not a single tornado fatality. Said meteorologist Evan Bentley, that is exceptionally rare. The last time that happened was 2021. A pastor in Amarillo, Texas, is in jail after being busted in a prostitution sting. David A. Ritchie, pastor of Redeemer Christian Church, was arrested after soliciting a prostitute. His employment was immediately terminated by the church. Said one of the church's elders, "We are shocked and heartbroken by this news, and we are committed to exercising appropriate accountability." Ephesians 5:5 says, "You may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." And James 3:1 says, "Teachers will be judged with greater strictness." Pray that this pastor repents and the rest of us may fear that there would not be found in us an evil and unbelieving heart. And finally, Todd Friel made national news after saying on Wretched last week that the design of former President Barack Obama's presidential library in Chicago is anti-Christian and an intentional slight to God. Yahoo News and MSN repeated Friel's comments, and you know what? He weren't wrong. He also said the design is out of a Marxist playbook of deconstructionism. Architecture speaks, Todd said, and this building says, yuck. That's my word, not Todd's. This is Gabriel Hughes filling in for Jimmy Hicks. It has been a pleasure being with you this week for the Fortis News Break. But Todd needs Jimmy back, so I hope you've been praying for his recovery. Download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Go to fortisinstitute.org. Subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app. And until next week, go serve your King.